Hello, welcome to the Get Frank podcast, episode number 2. My name's Frankie Ward, and thank you very much for downloading or streaming from Podomatic. So I'm going to kick things off pretty quickly with an artist that people who are interested in the underground acoustic music scene will probably have heard of. And if you haven't, then where on earth are you? Get online and Google this lady. Her name is Daughter, or at least that's her musical name. She actually goes by the name to her friends as Elena Tonry, and she's just released a brand new EP called His Young Heart that I just wrote a nice review for on forfolksake.com. I'm not saying my review was well written, I'm saying that I really enjoyed the EP. But this song is part of her demos EP that's available as a free download from soundcloud.com, which is why I put it on the podcast, because of course you can download this and all the songs are free, and there is no way I want to take anything away from the artist. I'm only taking what they've already given, I assure you that much. So without further ado, really enjoy. This is Daughter and In the Shallows.
Come out to the sea, my love, and Drown with me. Drown with me. 'Cause if you leave, when I go, find me. If you leave when I go, find me in the shadows. Watching stars collide.
Beautiful stuff there from Daughter. That was In the Shallows on the Get Frank podcast. And now I have moved to London. I cannot wait to go and see Daughter play live. So Google her, like I'm going to after I finish recording this. And yeah, head down to the next gig and hopefully I will see you there. I'll be the girl with big hair. My transition from Newcastle to London has been marred somewhat by the change in water. My hair loves the Newcastle water, which I think is it's quite soft, I think, and down here it's a lot harder and it's very hard on the hair. I moved down from Newcastle less than a month ago to start my new job at Channel 4, and basically I moved to Kent, lived with my mum for a week, and then I moved up to a flat in Bethnal Green. And the weirdest thing is, it's really close to sort of my dream destinations when I was younger. My favourite shop used to be a vintage warehouse called Beyond Retro, just off Brick Lane. And now I live 7-8 minutes walk away. I did time it the other day. But also, when I was walking home, I realised that I live less than 5 minutes walk away from where we filmed an action sequence for a 10-minute short thing that I did called Internet Zombie Movie that the BBC Three made a documentary about. The documentary was called Brian Who Makes a Zombie Movie, and the Internet Zombie Movie itself was called Worldwide Dead. And you can find it on YouTube, and my acting is absolutely horrendous. So moving swiftly on, I am going to bring you one of my top party tunes. If you're going to Glastonbury this year, these guys are bound to be playing and they are absolutely immense. They will get your party started, as they did for me at a special performance in the Avalon Field. I think it was the Avalon Field. It was very late at night and I'd had a few cans of cider, but they got my party started on a Thursday night at Glastonbury 2010. They are immense, amazing guys, and this song is fantastic. This is 360 and their track Cool Down.
Even if they said I should, I wouldn't do it if I could. Myself a heart attack trying just to get you back.
Take it slow.
In spite of what they're telling me, I'll sit and wait for hell to freeze.
Take it easy. Breathe it out.
I can't cool down. Get you.
underneath. I'll scream and shout and bite my teeth.
Take it easy.
I'm falling now, I'm gonna burn, I'm gonna blow, now it's my turn.
Take it slow.
I see them looking down on me, but nothing here will make them see.
Take it easy, breathe it out.
See, I can't cool down.
I absolutely love the guys from 360. They sort of, I think they might have formed at Birmingham University, actually, and a lot of them are based around that area. And in my second year at uni, as part of Burn FM, the radio station I used to manage, I organised a Battle of the Bands. And I know Battle of the Bands sounds really cheesy, but the Guild of Students at the University of Birmingham doesn't tend to put much live music on, or at least it didn't when I was there. And now you've got a society called LUMSOC, Live and Unsigned Music Society, who put on great gigs at a local bar called Urban Village. But inside the Guild itself, live music is limited, if you don't count Jedward, who also turned up at the Guild a couple of weeks later. Yeah. So anyway, I organised a Battle of the Bands, and yeah, it was great fun, and 360 came and played and literally topped off the night, and all the stress and all the hard work and running around was made absolutely worth it just by those guys. And thanks to the t-shirt boys, I very much appreciate it, and when you're in London, give me a shout. I'm going to move things on again rather quickly now after rambling for a while. This is one of my favourite Newcastle bands. They're called Holy Mammoth, and they are playing in Islington on the 2nd of June. That's next Thursday if you're listening on a Friday. You're probably not, because I'm recording this on a Friday and it probably even won't get edited till tomorrow. But yeah, gonna go see them next Thursday, the 2nd of June. I'll be telling you where exactly after this. This is Years.
We'll be right back. actually in a cage. Yeah, it's funny the way he lived is where we lived. Where you live is where you'll die.
How wicked was that? That was Years by Holy Mammoth, and the guys are going to be playing a show at the Bullinggate in Islington, London on the 2nd of June. That's next Thursday. I cannot wait. They're immense. And I did one of the funniest, but admittedly worst interviews of my career so far with the guys from Holy Mammoth, and it really taught me a lot about not interviewing people you know, or at least, you know, are practically next door neighbours with, and also interviewing one person or two people at a time. Absolute nightmare. But talking of interviews, later on in the podcast, I'm going to be talking to the guys from Vets in Hong Kong, or at least two of them. There are three of them, Nick, Matt and Matt. And I'm going to be talking to Matt and Matt. We met up in a noisy pub in Camden. So I tried to keep it short and sweet as possible. So I'll be telling you a bit more about what we spoke about kind of around the interview, because we spoke about loads. But I thought if I put in half an hour of interview audio, then you'll never get to hear any music. So and obviously it's all about the music on this podcast, so that is coming up in a bit. But first I'm going to play you a track called Witching Hour, and pleased to say that I think I helped name this song. I used to contribute sort of backing vocals and a bit of glockenspiel and melodica to a Newcastle band called the Union Choir, who are led by the very, very talented John Melvin, and also Grant Lagan, who plays drums. And I was in the room, and they played, some of the band played this song that they started working on, and it was called Hysterical. And there was a line about Newcastle jumping into the tyne at witching hour. And I remember myself and Anna, who played cello, and I think also Sinead, who plays violins, all thought, that's a fantastic line. Definitely this track should be called Witching Hour.
Thank you. ground hysterical. I'll burn every room down until all thought inside of your head goes. All thought inside of your head goes. All thought inside of your head goes. All thought inside of your head. All thought. Castle jolts in the tide at witching hour. Go drown yourself and I'll go dance a while.
That was the Union Choir with Witching Hour, and don't forget they are playing the Dublin Castle in Camden on the 11th of June. That's a Saturday, so you can stay up late, which is what I'm particularly looking forward to. So it's time for my interview. I like to put up interview with a new band in the podcast each week. And this is with a trio from London called Vets in Hong Kong. Now, the guys have got a DIY approach to everything. So some of their recordings are home recordings, and sometimes they do work with the producer. And their debut EP, which was self-titled as Vets in Hong Kong earlier this year, was fantastic. Not just because of the music, but actually because of the design of the EP. Matt Ray from the band is a graphic designer, and it really, really shows. It's kind of this, I can't really describe it. You know when you are a kid on the playground, and sometimes even, you know what, I'm not going to deny I've done this at uni and in the odd office as well. When you write numbers and you fold a piece of paper and you write kind of outcomes, and you kind of count 1, 2, 3, 4, and it's almost like a four-finger thing of triangles. I can't really describe it, but this EP was almost like that. It had four triangles that kind of folded in, and the guys were kind enough to send it to me at my old work, which was lovely, and I still have that. It's probably one of my favourite, disc case designs ever. I want to say album covers, but it's an EP, so EP covers ever. It's my favourite EP cover ever, so well done for that, guys. And without further ado, here's the interview. I want to say welcome to the Get Frank podcast, but I can't, because the podcast is just a thing. It's not a place. It's not a...
What do you
it
mean?
Is a noun.
You can say welcome to the podcast.
Can I?
Adam and Joe say it. Yeah.
Do they? But they're Adam and Joe.
Yeah, but come on.
Still a podcast, so
you can always say welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Reds in Hong Kong, Matt and Matthew, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Are you happy to be here in Podcast HQ, which happens to be the Spread Eagle in Camden?
Yes, we're very happy.
Very temporary.
Last time I did an interview in a pub, I couldn't remember it, which is why I'm drinking lemonade. But what are you guys drinking?
Well, what is this?
It's lager. I don't know what lager.
It's just Kronenberg.
Just Kronenberg.
Not to Kronenberg.
Is that how you'd warm up for a gig?
I have to drink loads for when we're going to do gigs, because otherwise I feel too nervous. But it's really hard to know where the line is, because you don't know you've crossed it until it's too late.
Well, maybe,
by then you're a mess.
When you get your rider for a gig, have a table, get a piece of chalk, put that on your rider too, and then you assemble the drinks, right? And then you've got the line, and you put the drinks that you can drink before the gig in front of the line, and the drinks that you can drink after the gig behind it.
What if our eyes are too big for our bellies?
Yeah, that's the thing, like, you've got that requires self-control.
Yeah.
So...
that requires a manager. Are you still working with Tessa from Wisconsin?
No, Tessa's
currently in Australia.
To another
for
country.
A year, so.
To another country. That's the effect we have on people. Actually, yeah, she did us a world of good, because we're sort of really enthusiastic when it comes to ideas, but we're not very good at getting ourselves organised. So she kind of gave us a bit of a kick up the arse and got us organised, and that's what we needed.
How have you found your last release has kind of boosted your profile?
Well,
no, I think it definitely has.
It did, yeah. Because
we seemed, I don't know if it's difficult to like say that's the result of releasing stuff, like releasing our EP or whatever. better. We're definitely like playing like better gigs with like better promoters and stuff.
So apart from making music, you guys are quite creative in the fact that you've got your own zine, but also do you curate nights at Rough Trade?
Oh yeah, we kind of do.
Okay, so let's cover the zines first, because I actually have one of your zines. Yes, what inspired you to start your own comic, really?
Well, because we didn't really have a CD, and it was just something, because we like, you know, drawing stuff, whatever, anyway. And then it was just the way, it really just started out as a way of us kind of like, us having an excuse to do it, because we always like, you know, and like I know lots of people, like friends, like, oh, I really want to do this, or I really want to do that. But unless you've got an excuse to do it, no one really does it. So we kind of started it up, just kind of me and Matt drawing like around a really loose theme. And then slowly, what we want to do is like get more people involved, because we just like the fact that, first of all, it gives people an excuse to do something a bit more creative that, you know, otherwise they wouldn't do. And also, because we give it out to strangers and stuff, it's got a bit of an audience. So, I don't know, it just seems like a good, healthy thing to do.
Yeah, it was Matt Ray's idea. He came up with it and said, you know, we should... Because we were trying to think of ways to do what Matt was saying and, like, get people involved and also try and... kind of get our name out there in a different way. So Matt says, why would we do this scene? Because Matt does a lot of illustration anyway. It kind of came naturally.
So how can people get involved? What are you looking for?
Just email us.
So vetsinhongkong@hotmail.co.uk. As well as being a new band, gigging around London yourself, you're helping out bands by occasionally working with Rough Trade.
Oh, yeah.
How did that happen?
I don't know. Well, they tend to dish out their nights. They run a night every Saturday. Well, it's an afternoon really. Every Saturday, which is like a showcase, and then they like to get like websites, some more magazines. You know, I think pretty much anyone who's got, or you know, like music blogs, like someone who's gonna kind of create a night where it's got like an overall theme, other than just like a band. Like getting their mates to play.
So what's in store for Vets and Hong Kong fans in the near future? What have you got planned?
Well, we've got, it's kind of a weird one because we've got a lot up in the air at the moment and we're kind of waiting for it to fall down in some direction. So we've got two recordings that we've recently done that we're really happy with, and we're really happy with them, but we've got to kind of finish it. It's been waiting to finish it for quite a long time because just kind of schedules and stuff. Because obviously it's all been done, no one's getting paid for any of it, so you're always on the back foot there. And then that's with Drew Bang. And then the other thing we're doing, well, we've got a couple of gigs coming up, some good gigs. We've got a gig at Cafe 1001, 24th of May, and that should be a good one. And then we've been kind of collaborating with the Great Ancestors.
Oh yeah, it's like a friends band, but they're a brilliant band, like Great Ancestors. They're like brilliant live and very loud, but they're brilliant.
So if there was a song of yours that we could play right now on this podcast, which song would it be?
Driving Horse.
Oh, that was the first one I ever played of yours on Amazing Radio. So that's kind of been fitting in to you on my podcast.
Sure, thank
so
you.
So thank you,
Matt.
That was
one of the ones you recorded at home, by the way.
Oh, there you go.
That ties in.
If that brings any context. But thank you.
Thanks very much.
Tell me what you said. I'm crawling on my hands and knees. One of us who's born to please. For the guilt that I thread, put it in between the lines, wanting it to synchronize. For the time that you wasted, getting older. And for the soul, can you taste it? On her shoulder, it wasn't ever enough. With her hands on my wall.
the same. Come on, I didn't want to seem the same. And do you miss the taste of someone sitting in my place? Is this thing gonna hold our weight? For the time that you wasted getting older, for the soul can you taste it on her shoulder? It wasn't ever enough.
That was Giant Wooden Horse by Vets in Hong Kong. And a big thanks to Matt and Matthew for meeting with me in a very noisy pub in Camden. And I apologise if you guys couldn't hear that very well. The aim is for me to actually be a bit better with a microphone in future. But also, I'm kind of using a very complicated mixture of GarageBand and Audacity to mix and create this podcast. So what I'm doing at the moment is I'm saving my pennies, so I'm going to purchase something like Logic and a better computer in the near future. So this is still kind of trial and error, I will admit. I've got less equipment than I had when I was at Amazing Radio, and to be honest, I didn't have much equipment there either, but I will muddle along if you guys want me to. Which leaves me with one last song, actually. This is another artist that I used to play on my show on Amazing Radio, and he was kind enough to send me a message after I left, as have a few other bands as well, who I shall hopefully bring you in a future podcast, one of them being Lockor, actually. If they do end up listening to this, guys, I really, really appreciate your support. And yeah, get in touch and I'll play in a future podcast. And if you want to be included on a future podcast, then just email frankiepromotes@gmail.com. I am trying to set up an email, just, you know, like hello@getfrank.co.uk, so try that, it might work, but your best bet is to try frankiepromotes@gmail.com, or check out my website, and all of the details are on there. It's getfrank.co.uk. This is Zygmunt Day and Kids on the Corner, and hopefully you'll be hearing from me soon.
So Monday after the rain, I wandered down through the town for my train. Saw three kids on the corner away. on the corner, I know. Oh, wait, kids on the corner, and oh, wait, kids on the corner, and someday feel so much older. Kids on the corners again. Oh, wait, kids on the corner.